Tony Mendez, our guest, author of Argo, how the CIA pulled off the most audacious rescue in history. So you got to find a way to get these guys out, these men and women out. So you decide to settle on, is it true, a movie. You decide to settle on a movie script, make them, give them all roles in this script, and get them out of there, and just decide, do it, make it look real, and then get them out somehow.
Exactly. And that's the way we would always approach it. We call it an exfiltration operation. So we try to build a story around them, and so if they're interrogated, under suspicion, that sort of thing, they would have something to fall back on. And as long as you stick to that cover story, it's probably going to be okay.
So they're waiting for help. Tony, you are their help. You get a Hollywood, you get a disguise together, you find a way into the country, and you go in there. Now, are you by yourself or are you with somebody?
Yeah, I'm with somebody. One of my my partners in the game. And between the two of us, we represented the specialties you need to do this kind of work. It's not a one-man job.
So you go in there, and is it true that a lot of the guys, a lot of the six, they were pretty unsure about your plan, that it would work and that they could pull it off?
Well, everybody in Washington and Ottawa were unsure, too. Basically, the only way I got out of Washington was to promise to present three options. Of course, I spent a lot of time on the Hollywood option, so I presented it probably in a more favorable light.
So they choose the Hollywood option of a fake script, give these guys roles in it, and then just decide, hey, we're looking at this set as a place we could possibly have the movie. We're going to keep looking through the Middle East, and then they all leave on the plane. Together. That
right.
was the plan, and that's actually ended up what happened. Tony, how could you possibly pull this off and keep cool under pressure knowing one move that portrays you, whether it's one of the six or one of your guys, you're all dead?
Yeah.
How do you keep the blood from boiling? How do you keep the coolness under pressure? Even Joe Montana can't pull that off.
Well, I don't know if I would want to go up against Joe Montana. But I might be able to outsmart him. Who knows? What we do in those kinds of situations, much like other people who work in life-threatening situations, is we keep in touch with our gut. And every now and then you get a little doubt, you do the gut check, and if that looks okay, you can proceed. If you don't listen, you're probably going to be in trouble.
And is that the way you explained to those six who were in the Canadian embassy at the time?
Exactly.
Now, did it bother you that the Canadians got all the credit for this, or are you just used to not getting credit for this?
No, what I said to all of them the night before we launched, and we had a farewell dinner, and I said, now, when this is over, you guys are going to want to write a book. Don't do it. Because Julio and I need to stay in business. This is the kind of thing we do all the time. It's always a matter of life and death. So they held it. They took the credit as we had recommended so it wouldn't fall back on the hostages, and they held that cover for all those years.
And President Clinton declassified the mission, correct?
Yeah. What really happened is the CIA was turning 50, and they wanted to celebrate for the first time. It was during the so-called peace dividend when no one really thought we needed a CIA or an FBI because the world was at peace. They decided to hire a publicist, which is very counterculture for an intelligence agency, and they had a birthday party. They selected 50 people for 50 years, and I ended up being one of them to be celebrated. And so they came to me and said, we want you to tell the Argo story. And I said, what? It's our best secret. But anyway, they twisted my arm, and we did. And so I found myself on CBS Evening News talking to Dan Rather about it.
Which must be surreal to Tony Mendez. And by the way,
yes.
if you liked the movie, you will love the book that Tony wrote. You've given so much to the country. You guys never get a chance to take bows. This is the closest anybody you'll ever get in your life, right? This isn't in your DNA for people to know what you do.
That's right. The code of a spy is never celebrate your successes or explain your failures.
And
we had to change that.
I guess so for this one, and I think it's important.